WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Our language commentator, Jeffrey Nunberg, is on vacation, so we've asked humorist Alice Kahn to join us. She has some thoughts on the G-spot. She recently read that the spot's existence has been called into question. So where does that leave a society that's spent so much time searching for it?
We live in such unstable times. The words in and out are used more frequently than true and false. You remember the G-spot, an anatomical discovery that was greeted by women's magazines the way physicists greeted nuclear fission? The spot's existence received national attention 5 years ago. Information about the G-spot erupted in a veritable Vesuvius of anatomical curiosity. I was one of the curious, for personal as well as scientific reasons. It seems the author of the book was a woman with two-thirds the same name as mine, one Alice Kahn Ladas. As a result, people began to confuse the two of us. At cocktail parties, when I'd introduce myself as a writer, I would invariably be subjected to a knowing wink and a comment like, "G-spot lady, you free tonight?" You must remember that 5 years ago was a peak time in the paperback sexual revolution, an era when we not only accepted the idea that women should experience orgasm, but expected that the orgasms had gosh darn better be whoppers. Numerous books appeared guiding women to the best, the most complete, the total, and even something men could only dream about, the multiple. It seems only natural that all this resulted in the current love too much backlash. Another result is that the once disputed spot is being disputed again. Research published in a recent issue of the Journal of Sex and Marital Therapy by professors in Colombia and Israel, think of their phone bills, concludes, "Evidence in support of the G-spot is so far inconclusive." Attention, women of the world! Abandon your search. The G-spot is located 5 centimeters south of Never Never Land. Most of the professor's quarrel has to do with the sensational language that entered the "Does G exist?" debate. In particular, they object to the use of analogs like female ejaculation and female penis. They go so far as to cite in their scientific paper a book by literary critic I.A. Richards on the meaning of meaning. And they're certainly right. It's linguistic sexism of the rankest kind. Nobody, for example, would think of calling a nose the male breast. But this trend slave is bothered by one little thought. I can understand the ephemeral nature of fads in fashion, in household items, in automobiles, but you'd think an anatomical part would have a little more staying power. Our bodies are now changing as much as ourselves. Thanks to Alice Kahn Ladas, millions of women searched for spots like desperate bargain seekers at a White Flower Day sale. No one wanted to come out empty-handed. What could be more a sign of the times than an anatomy fad? It's the ultimate answer to the question, what's hot and what's not?
Alice Kahn is a columnist for the San Francisco Chronicle. Her latest book is a collection of essays called My Life as a Gal. She spoke to us from Pacifica Station, KPFA, in Berkeley, California.